This is a reminder on how to calculate the TVS or TS delta V. Here's an example of a vortex signature near Harrow, Oklahoma, where we can calculate its strength for at least the lowest elevation angle. Notice that I look for the most reasonable VR minimum and maximum, noting that the velocity values appear of good quality, that is, they're uncorrupted and accompanied by sufficient signal strength, you know, something more than 0 dBz of reflectivity. The VR max and min shall lie within 45 degrees of each other relative to a line perpendicular to the radial passing between them. That's the shaded area that you see in the figure. Notice that the VR extrema do satisfy this condition, so we know we're talking about rotation and not convergence or divergence. It doesn't matter what side the VR max or min is relative to each other as long as they indicate azimuthal rotation. For the values, I picked these gates, one for the maximum VR of 61 knots and another with a minimum VR of minus 68 knots. Both gates appear to be good quality, they got high reflectivity values, and they're within 45 degrees of each other. Subtracting the max from the min VR yields 129 knots of delta V. For an additional consideration, V-rote, a common metric, is the average, or about 64.5 knots.